It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Passing touchdowns are down in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers looked good last night, though.
I thought he looked awesome.
They had the ball for 40-plus minutes last night in that Jets win over the Patriots, which you still got to see Drake May if you stayed up long enough. He came in for Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah. That's a rough spot to put him in.
Maybe there's always a surprise week one, and maybe the Patriots were that surprise, and here they are. Either way, Aaron Rodgers looked very good, but quarterbacking has been down. The too high safety has been blamed. So much so that Mel Kiper of ESPN believes it should be outlawed.
Check down kings, bubble screen sensations, boring football. Game manager, I get it, but I want to see those deep shots. That's what the NFL was built on. Say, well, you can't do that, right? Well, you got a five-yard rule with the cornerbacks, right? The Mel Blount rule, right? Now with the push thing with Hurts, you got to be a yard back now. So don't tell me you can't have those safeties closer to the line of scrimmage than they are. I was in games where I'm thinking, hey, too high? They're out in outer space. Too, I couldn't even find us. And they're playing with nine guys, right? Where are the other two? They're so daggone far back, and even though they're part of damn play. I'm telling you, we got to change this thing. Hey, you can warn them. Enough for, they come up. Hey, guys, you got to get up a little bit, right? You're too far back. Warn those safeties. But you got to figure out what that depth is, but it's too far back right now. The NFL is being ruined by these too high safeties.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. I had no idea in 100-plus years of football, all you had to do was stick another guy back there, and holy cow, it brings quarterbacks to their knees. Did Mel ever think that maybe the quarterbacks aren't just good right now? That maybe some things are catching up with the NFL where the transition from college to pro? I mean, think about this. Now, I'm gonna get in the weeds. This is going to get a little nitty-gritty. What is one of the Browns' core philosophies of drafting players? I'll tell you, because it was a terrible question to ask you. It would have taken you forever. One of the core philosophies is they like to draft young players. Young, like age-wise, young guys. More and more are coming out earlier than they ever have. We thought NIL would change some of that. Really hasn't, because, you know, you still have to kind of go to class in college. And so you don't have to go to class. They want to make it a business, and they want to make it their professional life. Okay, that's perfectly fine. But you have these young players, and by the way, a lot of these guys, they're playing less football. Especially at these skill positions, they're playing less football. So you have wide receivers. I mean, you have wide receivers who play a handful of games their junior year, their redshirt junior year maybe. All right, I got a hamstring. Don't tell me it doesn't happen all the time. Everybody knows. So now you got guys playing less football, finding themselves in less situations to play football. Now you're going to put them on NFL Sundays out there and have them go compete. You have guys who are off schedule. You have quarterbacks that aren't as technically sound as they've been, mechanically sound as they've been. They don't have the instincts. Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old. He's seen it all. So he is still capable of doing some great things like he did last night. He knows all these things are going to happen because he's played a tremendous amount of football. But you have guys who've played less, and the offensive line. We've talked about this for years, you and I, Anthony. You have guys who go up to the offense, who go up to the line of scrimmage on offensive lines. They're looking over to the sideline. Looking over to the sideline. All right, I got to play. Here's a check. Looking over the side. You get in the NFL, you got to huddle. If guys giving you, you have to remember a lot of things to do. You have somebody giving you calls of what to do, and it takes in a lot. Plus, you're playing against way better competition. If you're a good, Jed Wills played against some of the best in the SEC. Still wasn't playing against the best of the best of the best of the best. It's a tremendous transition of what you have to make. These guys are getting caught with their pants down. Getting rid of too high safety. What are we doing? What type of asinine statement is that? And I respect Mel Kiper and all that other crap, I got to say, just so I don't end up on Barrett Sports Media. But that's ridiculous to say that.
I actually think it'll normalize, and this probably won't be an issue.
Of course it will.
In a few weeks. But
of course won't be.
I think a bigger issue is analytics here, actually. And I'll explain where I'm coming from that. Over the last 5 years, basically, analytics have taken hold of every front office, and rightfully so. You should have been all along studying you know, where the inefficiencies are in sports. And it's just we were so late to the party. But now every NFL front office has, at the very least, you know, a few analytics people. Some have, you know, entire front offices full of them. And what are they all telling their teams to do on first down now? What are they saying? Pass the ball. Running the football on first down now comes with a scarlet letter. Like, oh, that team runs the ball on first down. They are in the dark ages.
It seems that people on social media get mad at running the ball on first down.
But so what's happening? The defense has figured this out. Oh, everybody's passing. Everybody's passing on first down. What are we going to do? We are going to, hey, if teams want to try to run the football, you know, we're going to have...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some weak fronts. We're going to have some fronts that you could run with, but we don't think teams are going to do it because
that's a good point.
Of so many different coaches are all coming from the mentality that we have to set up running the ball on first down. Just puts us behind the sticks. It's second and long. Now we're forced to throw. Everybody knows what we're going to do. I think what's happened is it's like this seesaw going back and forth here, where all these teams are throwing the ball on first down, and what are they doing, especially early in the year? Illegal formations, illegal motion, holding. Mm-hmm. Now it's second and forever. Drives over, and we are
Man,
not moving the football.
You're hitting it out of the park to me. Not that I just agree with you. I just think that these are points that I didn't even think about myself. I think that these are big, big issues that are rearing their ugly heads in the first couple of weeks of the season. But I don't think it's, and you and I agree on this, I don't think it's anything to freak out over and start changing rules over.
Now,
I think this will start to balance out.
Kenny, what you said about quarterback play, you know, that is a bigger picture thing on whether or not we're any better quarterback-wise than we were, because it's supposed to be easier to throw the ball than it used to. Guys can't absorb the hits. But what are we doing now in the NFL that we had never even thought of in the 80s and 90s, with the exception of Randall Cunningham?
Going forward on fourth.
Well, no. I'm just saying the type of quarterback, with the exception of...
Oh, running.
But yes, the running quarterback.
Designed runs.
You weren't even eligible to be a top first round, second round draft pick if you were just a mobile quarterback.
Yeah, you asked the question. It was great. What would Charlie Ward do if he were in 2024?
Yeah, would he have been taken seriously as a first round pick because of his leadership qualities? Because of the, and he was good enough throwing the football. It wasn't great, but that doesn't seem to matter now. And look at the guys playing quarterback right now. I mean, Bryce Young was drafted number one overall. Kyler Murray seems like he might be good again. Mm-hmm. He's had ups and downs. Look at how short he is. That wasn't even a possibility, you know, years ago. And so you've got all these guys that, you know, they're not just pocket passers. So the pocket passers, the guys that were classically trained in pocket passing, they could decimate these defenses. They could. They could stand up tall at 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". They could stand up there and they could get rid of the football and they could have their way with these defenses. These quarterbacks who are more versatile than those 6'5 statues, they can't pick that stuff up, or they are being asked to make one read and one read only on a lot of these.
Because again, there's not you don't have as much time with them as you did.
Correct.
They are going there. You have a lot of quarterbacks. Look at the quarterbacks that are getting. Not I'm not even talking about tippy top. Like Arch Manning is just going to go to Texas and he will be drafted in the NFL and that's it. He's going to get to go to one school. But there's so many of these guys, they're going to two or three schools. Hell, did you know Patrick Mahomes' backup at Texas Tech is still playing college football at Oklahoma State?
No. Come on.
He is still playing college football at Oklahoma State. And he's on his third school. So you got three different systems, three different offenses.
Start from scratch every year.
And so now a guy like, let me defend Sean Payton on some. Sean Payton wants to take a guy like Bo Nix because he goes, he's played a ton of football. He's played in a couple of other systems. But Bo Nix is going to do Bo Nix things. And Sean Payton thinks he can coach that out. He's going to have to be patient, he's going to have to hurry up. So that's me defending Sean Payton on something. Hell is frozen over. You have these guys that don't have a lot of experience. You're putting them in high-pressured situations. And now you put them in there with the best pass rushers that God can put on earth. And now you have a situation where left tackles, or right tackles, I should say, are just as important as left tackles because the pocket surrounds you and you're to escape left and right if you have to, sometimes on design, out of the pocket. And so when you do those things, it just makes your job harder to do. Well, when guys, by the way, if they're trying to run a long route and plays are being extended, they come back towards the line of scrimmage so they can be seen. So you're going to shorten up routes anyway. And you're going to go there and start to be found so you can extend these plays. So, yeah, what was supposed to be a 20-yard flag ends up just being a dump it off for 10 because he came back to you.
And defenses know right now, hey, we'll allow dinking and dunking because how many teams can sustain a 10-play drive in the NFL today without committing penalties, without a turnover?
Browns did it on Sunday, and it was excellent.
And
I was so proud.
It's so rare. When you see a drive consume an entire quarter, when is that happening in the NFL?
Tough.
How many teams are able to do that mistake-free? Because that's what it has to be.
216-474-0092.
Where was the nitty-gritty? That was nitty-gritty.
Yeah,
holy cow.
That was nitty-gritty. I'm sorry. Well, you can't just tell the man how
to do his
job.
That was analytical. That was not nitty-gritty. Those are two different things.
Wow, I thought that was...
When you get into the breakdown of a play, then you're nitty-gritty.
Don't you call that man. Don't you call him out for doing his job.
I just thought that was – you're not going to get that, a better breakdown than that.
Listen, the ghost of the leather vest. It still smells smoky over there.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.